This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 498, down 3 1/4. July corn, 504 1/4, down 3. September corn, 505 1/2, down 1 1/2. May soybeans, 1464 1/2, down 17 3/4. July soybeans, 1448, down 17 1/2. August soybeans, 1388 3/4, down 6. May wheat, 659 1/2, down 2 3/4. July wheat, 667, down 3. September wheat, 679 3/4, down 7 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. Soybean values were cut on rumors of China canceling soybean contracts from the U.S. and Brazil. Corn followed soybeans to the negative, with wheat following suit with rain in the forecast for the plains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 465 to 494. Soybeans were 21 to 32 cents lower at 1424 to 1457. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 465 to 494, and soybean bids were 19 to 20 cents lower at 1455 to 1470. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at 481 to 511. And soybean bids were 16 to 19 cents lower at 1442 to 1473. Wheat bids were 8 to 24 cents lower at 625 to 650. Now on to the report from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were 17 to 24 cents lower at 1472 to 1498. The basis mixed at 9 to 35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $487.90 to $522.90 per ton, and that was $6.60 lower, with the basis steady at $15.50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 3 cents lower, $4.95 to $5.05, with the basis steady at 4 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Terminal Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 499 to 502, with the basis steady to 2 cents lower at option to 3 over the May. Soybeans ended 16 to 19 cents lower at 1456 to 1469, with the basis steady to 3 higher at 7 under to 6 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 2 cents lower at 643 to 646, the basis steady at 22 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 520 to 521. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 16 to 19 cents with quotations of 1476 to 1492. Soft wheat closed 2 to 7 cents lower at 683 to 691, and Milo ended the day 2 to 3 cents lower at 517 to 519. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 458 to 474, soybeans 1170 to 1197, and in the central part of the state, corn was $4.59 to $4.77, and soybeans $11.80 to $12.01. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.51 to $4.79, and soybeans $11.82 to $12.12. Soft wheat rounded it off at $6.26 to $6.56. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.85, up 85 cents. June live cattle, 135.77, up 57 cents. August live cattle, 133.77, up 65 cents. April feeder cattle, 179.50, up $1.22. May feeder cattle, 180.07, up 40 cents. August feeder cattle, 182.47, up 55 cents. April lean hogs, 124.92, down 25 cents. May lean hogs, 120.60, down 2 cents. June lean hogs, 121.22, up 7 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.37 lower in the range of $116.89 to $121, with a weighted average carcass price of $119.17. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 85 to 92, 4 to 5 weights 90 to 97, 5 to 6 weights 94 to 99, and 6 weights and up were 96 to 100. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $82 to $87. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,152 head. And now for the report from Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 386 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 149.75 to 154.50. Select and choice steers, 147.25 to 148.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137 to 141.50, with some high dressings going as high as 142. Choice slaughter heifers were 151.50 to 153.50, and select and choice heifers were 140 to 148.50. Select heifers were bringing 134.50 to 137. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 124 to 131. Breakers 100 to 105, boners 94 to 101, and leans were 77 to 86. Now on to the report for the Fairview sale barn. They had a feeder calf sale, starting with feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights 215 to 244, 5 weights 195 to 213.25, 6 weights 185 to 204, and 7 weights 180 to 193.75. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights 196 to 206, 5 weights were 182 to 206, and 6 weights were 171 to 188. They also had some 7 weights 158 to 169. Now onto the Carthage sale barn. They also had a feeder calf special sale, starting with the feeder steers, 232 to 244 for 4 weights, with some fancies going for 252.50. 5 weights were 214.50 to 226, 6 weights 218 to 222, and 7 weights 170 to 180. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights 190 to 204, 5 weights 179 to 90, 192, 6 weights 174.50 to 178.50, and 7 weights were 150 to 154.50. Now on the National Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 297 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $124.76. That was 29 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $222.12, and that was $2.88 lower. and select carcasses 212.46, and that was 184 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 102,000. That compared to 105,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 370,000. That compared to 372,000 last week and 390,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.93. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.95. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.84. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.86. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.56. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.45. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.55. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.93, corn at Scottville is $4.84, beans at Greenfield are $14.56, beans at Scottville are $14.45, and wheat at Scottville is $6.55. Walmart is joining forces with Wild Oats to expand its offerings of organic foods, including deli, produce, baked goods, and yogurt, along with offering organic products at lower prices, according to Meeting Place. Walmart plans to remove the price premium associated with organic products so consumers can expect to save at least 25%. Walmart Executive Vice President of Grocery Jack Sinclair says Walmart customers are interested in purchasing organic products and they usually have had to pay more. But Walmart wants to create a new price position for organic groceries to increase access to more customers. A proposed bill in Illinois banning the sale and distribution of milk that has not been pasteurized or homogenized, also known as raw milk, is not going anywhere this session after legislators heard from thousands of natural milk proponents. The restriction, which was introduced as an amendment to an unrelated bill, would have banned the sale and distribution of raw milk in Illinois. The sponsor, Daniel Burke, chose not to move the bill out of committee. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration claim that raw milk may contain a wide variety of harmful bacteria, including Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, and Brucella, that may cause illness and possibly death. Those who were against the ban assert that this is a risk with any food product and that raw milk does not pose any extraordinary threat. But for now, farmers in Illinois will still be able to sell raw milk directly off their farms. As we get into planting season here in our listening area, Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Bob Flyder, has a message for everyone.
The sun's going to be shining. We're going to start seeing better weather here, and of course, we're going to have more farm implements on the roads, and we just encourage your listeners to be somewhat patient if they get behind an implement. In many ways, that's like the office of a farmer, they operate out of that, and I know that if they could get out of the way, they could, but, you know, it is something that I hope that, you know, we can make sure that we have our safe roads and keep everybody safe. And it's that time of year, so we're just encouraging everybody to be safe.
Yes, hopefully everyone will have a very safe planting season this year.
Yeah, let's hope so, and let's hope that we have a good year. Last year, Illinois was number one in soybean production, and we hope to repeat that again.
Last fall's record corn crop contributed to the recent propane supply problems. A late wet harvest resulted in more corn drying, which consumed more propane. Some are already concerned that we'll repeat that scenario. Corey Winstead with AgriVisor is expecting another late planting season.
2009 and 2013, we had our latest planting dates, and actually our two largest crops. And granted, there's a lot of other things that fall into play there. So it's not just because it's been, you know, it was put in the ground late, but that does temper that attitude a little bit.
Mark Rochelle with Cost Management Solutions says that the propane industry and its end users should already be preparing for another late large corn harvest.
We're seeing these crops get in late this year. We have to be worried that, you know, we're going to have a strong crop drying next year. We can't know the future, but what we have to do is we have to manage the risks that are associated with it. That is certainly a risk. We can't predict weather for next year, but there's certainly the risk of another winter. And if it's not this year, it'll be another year. So we have to figure out how to manage those risks, and we have to use every tool, both from a physical perspective of physically getting propane where it needs to be into a customer's hands, and also financially to manage the price of that commodity so that we take some of the price spike out of it. If we can, we need to be able to try to do that.
Rochelle encourages all propane end users, from corn growers to confined animal feeders, to work with a local propane retailer and be prepared for the months ahead.
We really need to put ourselves in a position to react to the what we can't know. There are many programs that they may offer to you that allows you to take some of these price spikes out of the equation. There are budget programs. There are fixed price programs. There are cap programs. There are programs that limit how high the price can go, but actually allow your price to fall if the market falls. He's got the tools to be able to help you manage price risk. Now, you can continue to control the propane going into that tank if you want to, but the bottom line is you're not allowing that propane retailer to use the tools he has available to help you manage the price.
Rochelle says one of the challenges for farmers is that the U.S. has become a major propane exporter, sending about 72 million barrels to foreign customers in 2013. Grain bins are very much a part of the rural environment, and there have been situations where workers have become trapped in the bins. To help with the management of these emergencies, Route 16 Grain Cooperative and Cole Brothers have purchased a rescue tube for grain bin extrication for the Nokomis Area Fire Protection District. The manufacturer of the rescue tube, GSI Incorporated, agreed to provide the device at reduced cost for the fire district. The device is used in grain bins to isolate a victim from the shifting grains that can trap individuals inside the bin. Once the individual is isolated, the grain can be removed from the inside of the tube and the victim can be freed. The responding agencies can take the device apart to make it possible to take the rescue tube into the bin. The device is then reassembled inside of the grain bin. Grain bin rescues are very dangerous, as the inside of the bin is considered a confined space, and rescues include a harness and, in some cases, self-contained breathing apparatuses are required. Rescuers receive specialized training in order to properly perform the rescues. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.